since Montreal was a very bilingual city.
Oh, right? It's a great town that way.
And I guess in the area that we grew, that I grew up when I was a baby, it was still a mixed area. And
what part?
Right by the Cary Circle.
Oh.
So north part of TMR.
Yeah. Oh wow! So. I lived on Côte, just off Côte des Neiges.
Oh yeah.
Do you know Ridgewood?
Ridgewood.
Ridgewood. It's fairly swanky. It became a kind of swanky area now because it's all, you take it all the way up to the top, it'll take you up to the oratory.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see the oratory from the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And so I just lived off Côte des Neiges.
So So there's a high school there, or what was it?
It's been 20 years, my friend. I don't know what's there anymore. I know that, you know, it was great because there was the oratory, basically, in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not too far. You could take a nice bicycle ride or a car ride up to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
It was lovely there. Yeah. I loved it there.
We my parents ended up having a house on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, that side,
West Mount. And, the Queen Mary area is really nice.
It's all nice. I love Montreal.
Côte des Neiges, Queen Mary area, right?
I love that place. It's ethnic, and it's kind of university student-ish, because you've got Concordia down the street.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, I loved living there.
Yeah, and the food there is fantastic. The choice of food and that multinationalism, you know, especially with food. I mean, you just have food from all over the world, and
it's authentic.
Yeah,
you know, it's none of this like Indian curry for the sake of the white guy in Toronto. It's Indian curry. It's Vietnamese food. It's great.
Yeah, and people respect the authenticity. They don't sort of it's not.
Oh, it's too spicy for me. And so, get out, you know. Go eat somewhere else.
I mean, you read reviews, restaurant reviews in Montreal, and it's all about how authentic it is.